Today, President Trump announced that he received what he's calling a beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The contents of that letter haven't been released. However, the president says another meeting between the two leaders could take place. Negotiations over North Korea's nuclear capabilities have been at a standstill, but this could at least lead up to another face-to-face summit. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Philip Young. He's the executive director of the Plowshares Fund, also served in the State Department under President Clinton. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What did you make of today's developments?
Well, I'm not surprised in many ways. I mean, what we have seen is that the negotiations at what we call the working level have stalled. The Hanoi summit that was earlier this year was considered a failure, I think mainly because of North Korean overstepping. We saw North Korea then subsequently increase the pressure and poke the United States with some short-range missile tests and a trip with President Putin. So I expected that there was going to be some movement of some kind, and what North Korea wants to do is do it at the top-down, at the leaders level, to try to get what's been stalled, to stand still at the working level, moving again. So this is not unexpected, and I think Donald Trump is doing what he always does, which is sort of being the reality TV guy that says, you know, it might happen, it may not, stay tuned.
And of course, there are two ways to spin that. Do you think that the president gets credit for trying to keep this line of communication open?
Well, I think so. I think he's, you know, my view is that President Trump wants to get a deal with North Korea. It's in his interest right now. It's his interest to get a deal. He's talked about something that no other president has done. We've got 2020 looming. I think, quite frankly, the timing of all this happening now is a little bit early. I don't want to sound too cynical about this, but, you know, Kim Jong-un has given a deadline by the end of the calendar year. I think that we can expect something by the end of this calendar year, maybe in November, where they actually do meet. And, you know, Donald Trump is getting stalled on the domestic side, so he's got more freedom of action on the international and foreign policy.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about reports today that Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, who was killed in February 2017, was actually a source for the CIA. What do you make of that?
Well, that's an interesting side note. That's something that, you know, doesn't surprise me. I don't think it's been confirmed one way or the other. I wouldn't be surprised if, since Kim Jong-nam was in China, was outside of North Korea, that someone would be trying to talk with him and find out more information about the regime, because we know so little. So whether it was a direct CIA contact or third parties through that, it's not really clear.
Mr. Young, thanks as always for your time. Philip Young is executive director of the Plowshares Fund.